Watch, Palestinian government releases video of people trampling American flag. By Joel B. Polak on June 1, 2021. The Palestinian Authority, PA, government courted by President Joe Biden with hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars released a music video last month encouraging Palestinians to step on the U.S. and Israeli flags. Palestinian Media Watch, PMW, a watchdog organization that monitors the Palestinian media, reported Tuesday. During the recent violent Arab riots in Jerusalem and mixed Jewish Arab cities, and Hamas launching of thousands of rockets against Israel from the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Culture released a song against normalization with Israel. Part of the music video shows different people marching in protest and stomping on the U.S. and Israeli flags. The video is still live, as of Tuesday, on the PA Ministry of Culture's YouTube channel, with the trampling repeated several times. PMW noted that just days later, U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken visited the PA leadership in Ramallah and promised millions of dollars in U.S. aid to rebuild Gaza, on top of hundreds of millions of dollars that the Biden administration has already committed to the Palestinians, despite U.S. law that blocks funding while the PA still pays stipends to terrorists and their families. The Biden administration also wants to reopen a consulate in Jerusalem catering to the Palestinians. According to PMW, the Arabic lyric being sung over images of the U.S. flag being trampled is, "This is the declaration of the nation, you must hear it. Our history will have no mercy on those who normalized relations with Israel." The video also appears to attack the Abraham Accords, a set of recent peace agreements between Arab states and Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.